morning. We're joined by Jeremy Hexham. He is a web analyst here to talk about Knoll, which is going to be competition for Wikipedia, isn't it, Jeremy?
Yes, it is. And in fact, there's a great article about Knoll on Wikipedia.
That's a little weird, isn't it?
Well, I mean, this is the fact that Wikipedia has played such a major part of our society now. I mean, how many of us go to Wikipedia daily, if not hourly, looking up information, and Google wants to get involved in the act.
So Google owns Knoll, and they want to start taking away a portion of the audience.
Yes. Now, Knoll is called Unit of Knowledge, and the difference between Wikipedia and Knoll basically is that if I can go to Wikipedia and I can make changes and anonymously, and nobody's, you can get into some arguments, and people can constantly make changes. A lot of politicians, in fact, have staff who are dedicated to every morning, every day after lunch, and every evening before they go home, check to make sure the information is correct and nobody's gone on and actually changed and said nasty things about their bosses.
Okay, now wait a minute. Stop before we go any further. So right now on Wikipedia, I can go there and I can change a story on the Beatles if I want, can I? And anonymously do that?
Yeah.
And who's there to correct it? Do they have anybody to correct it, or is that up to the users?
It's basically up to users. Now, however, if you're really a controversial topic, you can actually tell Wikipedia there's been a lot of changes and you want it restricted to only people who have editor status. And, getting editor status isn't that hard. And you can still go in and make changes. So these things happen.
Now, Knoll, they want to set up so that there will be no changes.
Yeah, the only person who can make changes is the author, and the author has to be identified. And the way that you get identified is you have to provide a real name, and once Google verifies that information, and they verify it by either a credit card or a phone call.
All right.
And now this might sound like a revolutionary topic or idea, but it's been actually happening in South Korea with a newspaper called Omni News since 2000. So Knoll wants to actually allow experts to put up information and, make sure that you actually know what you're talking about. Now, you could put up an article on the Beatles or anything else, and somebody can then make comments and say, okay, this information is incorrect, and you could then go in and change it, or you could just leave it as it is if you wanted to. The other big thing with Knoll is that Google's allowing, if the author wants, they can have advertising on their content, and you can get part of the money from that. So you can make a little bit of money out of it.
All right. Do you think that it's really going to challenge Wikipedia anytime soon?
No. I think Wikipedia is part of our society now. I mean, I think it's going to have some interesting things. It could have some... I mean, if you want really good information, it might make a difference. I mean, if you're an expert in a certain field, you could put up information. But, I mean, when I went to Knoll this morning, there's a guy who's telling you how to make perfect buttermilk pancakes.
Oh.
And, I mean, I read his article, and I'm sure there's people who are part of the Stampede Caravan Committee who could write a better article about how to do pancakes. But, that's what it's out there for. And, maybe it will come up with some good ideas. Maybe people who have an expertise in religion and science and academic issues will go there and get better information.
Okay.
But Google or Wikipedia is still part of our society. It won't be going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, I want to caution you that if I had asked you 10 years ago, do you think anyone's going to ever challenge Yahoo? You'd say, boy, that's going to be tough. And look what Google did.
Well, I now believe that, challenges are every 5 minutes away. So, I mean, what's popular today won't be popular again tomorrow. So who knows? Maybe Knoll will be around, be the next thing in 2 years. And in 8 years, another person will come in and take him out.
You're quite right. For those who want to look for it, you can find it at Google Knoll, and Knoll is spelled K-N-O-L. Jeremy, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce.